Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen.
Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. Nick Evans from Circle. How are you, Nick?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I'm happy to have you here, sir. How are
exciting times here in Orlando?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, the 2024 Nakiso, and it's bigger than ever.
It is.
Mean, we're kind of in the back corner of the exhibit hall, and there are rows and rows and rows of QSOs here.
Yeah, definitely the biggest exhibit hall we've ever had.
Yeah, and it's filled up.
Yeah, and hopefully that translates to record attendance.
We'll see. Yeah, I think so. I think you're either going to get it or you're right on the cusp of it, for sure.
That's right.
So what are some expectations for you guys for NECUSO? For you, in particular, being from Circle, what are some of your expectations this year?
Well, the thing is, you know, when we make a strategic investment in a company, it is a QSO. It has to be a QSO.
Okay.
It becomes a QSO.
Yeah.
And so we like to think we're QSO creators. And so a lot of those companies are here
mm-hmm.
for the first time
mm-hmm.
Because we tell them, hey, if you're a QSO and you want to do business with credit unions, this is one of the places you need to be.
Completely.
At this conference.
Yeah.
So there's always great energy here. And a lot, you know, just by the fact that this exhibit hall has expanded the way it has, and I saw some of our portfolio companies just setting up their booths. So it seems to be resonating, and it seems to be something that they're latching onto.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. So do you, like, kind of go up and down the rows, like, maybe there's somebody else that could be of interest?
You bet.
We'll research a little bit, I guess?
Unfortunately, they stopped me.
Oh, okay. Hey, we know that guy. Let's stop him.
Hey, we're looking for some money. So usually that's how it works. No, I try to stop at every booth throughout the course of the conference because I'm also on the Nakiso board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I thank them for being here. And usually that leads into a conversation
mm-hmm.
around, you know, capital raises and money and things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it's a good thing because not only do you guys help raise money and everything, but you kind of vet the fintechs, so to speak, as well, right?
Sure.
So you kind of put them through dot their I's and cross their T's for the credit unions out there.
Yeah, the advantage of doing it here is you get to talk to them face-to-face, kind of see how they're interacting with other credit unions and other fintech and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a really kind of a firsthand look. In a different way than
mm-hmm.
just doing it over a Zoom call
yep.
or things like that. So, in person at these types of events, you know, I can say we've found a few
I bet you have.
Nice partnerships along the way.
Well, and it's also really nice. I've heard in the past that a lot of the QSOs here, they kind of connect and they start working together to benefit a credit union. They partner up to I think it was last year I was talking to a few QSOs that had connected and were working with credit unions.
Yeah.
They found each other. They really complemented.
Yeah. That's seems to be happening across not just our industry, but across fintech in that. And we say that even within our own portfolio.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We expect them to work together. There will probably be some consolidation even within the companies that we've invested
mm-hmm.
in, and so that's no different than many of the companies in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at some point, some of them may be in business together
right.
In the future.
Right.
You know, a very smart person said to me the other day, well, maybe in the last year, that there are 15,000 fintechs out there, and that's about 10,000 too many.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot.
We are going to see consolidation.
Oh, completely.
And so,
yeah.
But it's exciting, and it's fun to watch. And when that light bulb goes on, you know, you're like, oh, we maybe should be talking to those guys. And
mm-hmm.
they're like, yep, you
mm-hmm.
should. So
definitely.
Some of these products are not standalone products.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be part of something bigger
yeah.
in order for that. So somebody had a good idea mm-hmm. along the way, and now it just needs to kind of find its way into the market, maybe through a different channel.
Mm-hmm. So. Indeed. Yeah, that's what this is all about. If not, it's a definitely a place to spark new ideas and get the ball rolling.
Well, that's kind of the mantra around Nakiso mm-hmm. is innovation, collaboration, advocacy, but you know the whole theme of what Nakiso does really speaks to that.
Mm-hmm.
Mike,
indeed, yeah, one of my favorites. One of my favorites, because there's such a kind of an entrepreneurial vibe here, or a startup kind of vibe, which is really refreshing for the industry.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know, a lot of these legacy conferences, we'll call them, with the huge exhibit halls and the hundreds of thousands of dollars that some of the legacy companies spend, you're just like, wow. But again, you don't have that same vibe.
Yeah.
You just don't have that. You know, they bring armies of people to try to sell their products, and it's, you know, then the scenario is just a whole scenario around sell, sell, sell.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, this is more around innovate.
Yeah. So. Indeed. Which is a good way to kind of keep the momentum rolling, if you will,
right.
Especially in 2024 when so many things are changing. So
rapidly.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about, the Circle Fund 2. Do you want to share some news? What's going on there?
Sure. Thank you. Yes. So Circle Fund 1 is fully subscribed. And so we are now out fundraising for Circle Fund 2.
Okay.
And so we've had our what we call our first close. So 24 credit unions. $100 million has been raised.
Wow.
Signed on the dotted line. And so we can start making new investments in Circle Fund 2. And so when it's fully subscribed, that means no more new investments can be made in Circle Fund 1.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore, we're basically starting over, Mike. So it's the next fund, the next group of fintechs, the next portfolio is going to start being developed as we speak. So now we'll be fundraising from credit unions throughout the rest of the year. The fund closes August 31st, and so credit unions can still get in if they're interested. And so, you know, we expect Circle Fund 2 to be probably about the same size as Circle Fund 1.
Okay.
Maybe a few more credit unions. A press release has been released today, and it'll be in the trade press tomorrow. Where we've also aligned with Envisant.
Oh, yes.
Yes, Tom Kane and Libby Calderon in that group.
Yeah.
Where
I think I saw that. I think it's out already.
It is out already.
I saw that in my email boxes.
So they're forming a pool of money from smaller credit unions, and they're going to pool that and then invest it in Circle Fund 2
awesome.
As well. Now, they did that in a very small scale in Circle Fund 1, but now they're expanding it nationwide. So what we say at Circle is we have a big tent mentality. We don't want to exclude anyone who wants to try to be a part of our ecosystem. And so this will allow smaller credit unions to come into the fund in kind of a slightly different way.
I probably asked you this 100 times, but how can credit unions get a hold of interested ones, no matter the size? They just email you, call you up, and hey, Nick, we're very interested in participating.
Sure.
Is that all it takes?
On our website at circle.com, it says contact us, and I think it's info at circle.com or nick@circle.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to find us.
Okay,
so.
Good deal. Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of Cretans out there who are eager to participate in this for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The other thing, Circle and what has been created? You want to share with me? This is kind of like the first one. Circle and what has been created? On this one?
Well, so that might be talking about what we're doing Thursday here at the...
Oh, the Transformation Thursday?
Transformation Thursday. So Underground Collision, Circle, and Nakuso have formed together, and we have created an extension of the Nakuso conference called Transformation Thursday.
Okay.
Pretty unique, huh?
Yeah.
Because since it's on Thursday, there you go. And so what we're going to do is Underground leads it off. And you know, their format is panels, so they're going to have panels of experts talk about generative AI and what they're doing around that. And they have a really solid platform and a lot of knowledge in what they're doing around generative AI. So then that starts it, and then we're going to introduce some fintech around some breakouts here on the property.
Okay.
And each fintech is going to show the audience what they're doing with generative AI.
Oh, right on.
And then Ronaldo from Nakuso is going to have a panel. There's someone speaking from AWS about what they're doing at generative AI. So that's
probably George Estrada.
Yeah, it is George. Yes, it is George. So it's a themed day, for lack of a better term, just around generative AI because it's coming at us so fast.
It is.
It's a big topic. As we know, the NCUA is starting to talk about it. When they're starting to talk about it, you know that it's been here a couple years.
Yes. And it's a serious deal too.
Right.
So
very serious.
Seriously. Yeah.
And there's even talk around on Thursday around credit unions and policy around generative AI,
okay.
because that's a big thing.
Yep.
So some of the things that we need to do kind of get it to get it ready in place, we're doing that as well. So it's really a kind of a day of showcasing where the industry's at around AI from that standpoint. So we're pretty proud of the fact that we're teaming up with Underground Collision and with Nikuso to introduce that. And so you could see more Transformation Thursdays coming up.
Oh, good.
Maybe in November.
Okay.
At Venture Tech.
Mm-hmm.
So there's talk of that.
Okay.
And so that leads me to, you know, Venture Tech.
That was going to be my wrap-up question.
There you go. We're on year 7.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, time flies.
It does fly. And so it's gone very, very well. It's continuing to grow. You know, there's a lot of energy at that event as well, similar to this event.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 100% a fintech showcase.
Yeah.
So usually 25 to 30 fintechs, along with an exhibit hall of all the fintechs that have been there in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just seems to be snowballing. And you know, if you want to see fintech and you want to interact with fintech,
yeah.
And I think I heard you might be there this year.
I'm gonna be there.
That's right.
Finally gonna make it. The stars aligned.
The first time.
Yes. I'm so excited.
Usually
yeah.
you've had another conference, I think,
I
that
know,
you go to. At the
I
same
know.
Time.
Unfortunately, you can't clone me yet, but I think generative AI might be. We might be able to fix that. That might be one of the thing, the miraculous tools that you can use.
I like that idea.
Can clone each other
we
now.
We can clone everybody.
Yeah.
And send you off to everywhere.
Exactly.
So Venture Tech this year, we moved it a week. It's November 12th, 13th, and 14th. Because of the election. So usually we're on the first week in November, so we moved it to the second week. The hotel asked us to do that as well, so
yeah.
that worked out well. So same time, same place, Plano, Texas, at the Omni Frisco.
Yeah, I heard that place is really neat.
Yeah, it is neat.
So, yeah.
Yep. We always have to keep an eye on the NFL schedule and make sure everybody gets their hotel rooms before we find out if the Cowboys have a home game or not. So
that's important?
Yeah, it is important. So, but excited again with everything that's going on. It's a busy year at Circle.
No doubt. Well,
yeah.
Congrats on the busyness, because that means that's great news for credit unions and the opportunities that that you guys are actually presenting them. So it's right there in front of them, this type of stuff that you guys are presenting.
So our mission is simple. We bring fintech to credit union. We think we're living that mission through all the things that we're doing and through all the events that we're sponsoring or you know, that we're behind.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun following you guys.
Yeah,
so kind of watching you guys vicariously and seeing all the success that you guys have had, and then that translate into success for the fintechs and credit unions. So what you guys are doing there at Circle is pretty cool stuff for the industry. So
yeah, well, appreciate that, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate what you do for the industry as well.
Well, I'm trying to get your message out
Get the word out. That's right. Thank you.
Keep that foot on the gas pedal firmly, and yeah, don't let up. For sure.
We will do it.
All right. Anything else to add to wrap up, Nick?
No, just find us out there if you're interested in investing.
Yeah.
Find us somehow, some way, and we would love to have every credit union a part of our ecosystem in some way.
Agreed. Well, we'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to you, and if you have any questions, they can get to you, or better yet, invest as well. So yeah.
Good All stuff. Right.
Alrighty, sir.
Thank you.
Nick, always a pleasure. Keep up the good work there at Circle, and look forward to the next chat down the line.
Thank you, Mike.
Nikuso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Tricen, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.